Stephen Caranda, let's start with you. Where are we on school funding in the state?
Well, we're waiting for this hearing at the Supreme Court on May 10th, but House Speaker Ray Merrick told me that he believes they'll probably be done by the time that hearing even takes place. So if the court comes back and says, no, you didn't do enough or you didn't comply with our ruling, it looks like the only option may be a special session. Lawmakers think they complied with the ruling. What they did is they reshuffled money and they added about $2 million more.
And it's important to get this right because the court has already said, if you don't fix this problem, we'll shut down schools.
There's some posturing here, too. Stephen's story with Speaker Merrick the other day, that's kind of a shot across the bow from the legislative leadership to the court saying, hey, you can do whatever you want when you come together and have a hearing on this, but we're going to be gone. And so that could cause, at least in the Speaker's mind, could cause the justices to say, huh, do we really want to do something that would then require a special session, kick up all that dust? So it might just be a little bit of posturing on the Speaker's part.
Pressure's on the Kansas Supreme Court. The ball is in their court. And it'll be interesting to see whether they call this bluff or not from the legislature.
Right. The thing is, though, that is such a huge issue, closing the schools.
Right.
No one would come out looking good. Even if it looks like they might be trying to call the bluff on closing schools, I think if the court says, no, you didn't comply, they will be back for a special session because they don't want the schools closed either.
School funding is a big part of the budget, and the budget hasn't been looking good so far this year.
Right.
Jim McLean, where are we on the Kansas state budget?
Well, the short answer is, Jay, we don't know. The revenue numbers have been substantially down in some months, not quite as far down in other months. We're heading to the Consensus Estimating Group meeting on the 20th. That's where they get together and make the official revenue projections for the state, and the state budget is based on that.
And they've been wrong. I think maybe 13 of the last 14 months, these projections have been off.
Well, they've been off since the tax cuts of 2012. Prior to that, in the many, many, many years that we've been doing this consensus estimating process, they've been really pretty much on target. The fact of the matter is we've cut income tax rates precipitously. We've raised sales tax rates. And these guys are having a hard time getting a handle on the impact of those tax adjustments as they get together to project revenue.
So, in short, we've been running out of money here in the state of Kansas, and we have turned to places like the Kansas Department of Transportation. We've taken some of their money. We've delayed payments to teacher pensions, to CAPERS. There are only so many other places we can look for money, Stephen Caranda. So what's going to happen if we don't have enough money to fund state government?
I don't think this will happen, but if they came back hundreds of millions of dollars down and we have a huge deficit, then we need to be looking at some major changes. And that could either be big budget cuts, possible tax increases, or both. So a lot really depends on how the numbers come out.
As we look at this budget situation and we look at the tax cuts that frankly a lot of people blame for the budget situation that we're in, what's the appetite among Republicans to address those tax cuts and maybe look at it again?
That's a good question, Jay, because that is changing. There are several legislators, moderate Republicans and Democrats certainly, but also some conservative Republicans who really do want to revisit those tax cuts, specifically the exemption that was given to more than 300,000 business owners and farmers where they pay no state income taxes on their pass-through income. There are several bills that have been introduced to repeal that exemption, which would raise about $250 million in the next fiscal year. The governor has said no, he might veto that, and that veto threat is out there. But there are legislators who want to move on that issue anyway because they don't want to go out on the campaign trail having to defend that exemption.
In this election year, it's going to be hard for a lot of lawmakers who voted for the business tax cuts to address their constituency, their voters, who ask them, why are more than 300,000 business owners and farmers no longer paying state income taxes at a time when we can't fund public schools?
And at a time when we raise the sales tax to cover the budget holes that some would argue were created by those tax cuts. It really is a thorny issue for a lot of people, I think.